Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for more of your listener questions. We've got a great question from listener Sarah about checking out a dessert party at the Magic Kingdom on the same night as a Disney After Hours event. Is there time for both? Is this a good idea? We're going to discuss that here in just a second, but first, a quick word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go WDW. Days to Go lets you count down the days until your next Walt Disney World vacation with style. Right now, as I glance out of my iPhone 10S Max, that was years ago. Wow. I can see how many days we have to go until our next Walt Disney World trip, and that is 7 days, 1 week until we head down to Walt Disney World for the Summit Cheerleading Championships. Let me just tell you, the stress level around the gym for this championship's up to about a 12 on a scale of 1 to 10. People are walking on pins and needles. The girls have their makeup, their costumes. They even have hair that they put on for these championships. It is incredible. I'm excited. I'm reminded of this stress every time I get a phone call, post to social media, or get a text message. I can see right there how many days I have left to go until these cheerleading championships, and I just hope that I and the team survives. So you can do the same without all the stress. Just check out all the great apps to turn your Apple device into a Disney device right now over at virtualmickey.com. A huge shout out to everybody who continues to support the Be Our Guest podcast in the easiest way possible. We sure appreciate it with each and every click. Just go to BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. It's our Amazon affiliate link. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and it really does help support the show with each and every purchase. Again, bookmark it on all your devices. We thank you so very much. It's BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1476 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at The Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday to you. We hope that everybody had an awesome Easter weekend or Passover, whatever you were celebrating this past week. I'll tell you what, it was gorgeous here in the Midwest. We could not have had better weather. Paige was home from Mizzou. The whole family was together. We had the extended family over to the house on Sunday. So great times were had. It's those times that you need to really treasure. I had a great weekend, so hope you did as well. And just glad to have the entire crew. Speaking of family, we're all here. We are excited to have that today. So joining me today from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. And she's going to be the star of the show on Friday. We have Ricky. Ricky, what's going on? Welcome back.
Bonjour. That's all I got.
Oui, oui. Oh, yeah. Wait. Did Brian oui, oui at 17? Or no? You don't know? How'd he do? Did he finish?
We have a story.
Save it for Friday, I guess.
Save it for Friday, yeah. Right, we have a story. Let's just go with that.
Yes. Okay, all righty. Yes. So real quick, though, I mean, good trip. Was it as great as you were expecting? I know you're super excited to go to Europe.
It was a very good trip, yes. We had a great time. Still can't believe I've now been to Europe. But yeah, it was a great, great time. I did a lot of really cool things that I never thought I'd do in my life. And yeah, it was awesome. It was really good.
All righty. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Pam, was it as beautiful in Pennsylvania as here in the Midwest over Easter? Because you always complain, so do we get some nice weather there too? Because when I watch the Pirates, sometimes that sky and that stadium looks like it's a postcard.
We had a nice day on Saturday.
Just day.
Well, Sunday was horrible, so Saturday we had a nice day. So we're very thankful for the nice day. But yeah, Sunday was kind of cold and rainy. Like it was like Saturday, you needed the air conditioning on. Sunday, you needed the heat on. So, I mean, it was really that crazy. So anyways, but today's beautiful too, so.
Amen. Hey, I want to get this out there because I know that you are headed to Walt Disney World even before I am. We'll be down there at the same time, but you're going a little bit before me for a conference where you're going to be sharing some knowledge on the social media. So we want to make sure that we get everybody following you on Insta and Twitter. So throw that out there so everybody can follow today as they're listening. Hopefully they're not driving.
Well, so on Insta and Twitter, I'm TMFLTPM. I don't post much on Twitter. Like every now and then, like the stuff that goes on my Insta goes up. And the other place I post is on Facebook. And I know people either love or hate Facebook, but it's there. So if you look for Pam Forster, I'll come up. But yes, I am TMFLT Pam on the Insta. So yes, I know. And I get to do some cool stuff. Like we're the 30th anniversary of the Hollywood studio stuff. And we're going to be doing lots of fun stuff. They have a kind of a packed schedule for us. So looking forward to that.
All right. So follow along for all the fun coming up this weekend. All right. Let's get to the first question of the day. That's why you are here. And it is from Sarah. She says, hello. I'm planning my second mother-daughter trip for the first week of May. My daughter's priority is seeing Happily Ever After. We're going to the Magic Kingdom After Hours event, and I have an after fireworks dessert party that night to guarantee a good spot. Fireworks are at 9. The After Hours event starts at 10. Does this give us enough time to see the fireworks, then get desserts before 10 o'clock? I don't want to miss any of the Disney After Hours time. Is the dessert party worth it, or should I cancel? Thanks for all you guys do. I truly appreciate it. Sarah. All right, so Pam, basically she's doing, you know, the dessert party and the After Hours event. Again, I think we're going to have different perspectives on this because I'm super cheap and I'm saying that's a pretty expensive night. But, I mean, it's really kind of an ultimate Disney experience night, but you're going to get, you know, like Mickey bars and stuff at the After Hours event. So I don't know that I would need desserts at the party. You are getting a great spot for Happily Ever After, but maybe a little shuffling, a little time given up, and you're golden. I would say cancel the dessert party in this instance, but what say you?
Yeah, I will lean toward canceling it, but I will tell you this. My husband in particular is such a fan of the dessert party that I don't know that I'm going to see Happily Ever After without doing the dessert party again for the rest of my life. It's just honestly the like relief of not having to stand there and just get your spot, you know, so far in advance and wait for Happily Ever After, you know, with 8 million of your closest friends jammed right around Walt's statue. is really a nice thing. So that's really the benefit of it. No, I'm making it sound more so it is. 9 times out of 10, it's really not that bad. But it was just really so nice to be able to do it. And the other thing about the dessert party is that even if you're in the Rose Garden part of it, you can sit on the grass there. The grass, I'll quote that because it's not really grass, but you can sit on the grass. And that's a nice feature too. I think all of us have been in that position where we've been standing for either a parade or fireworks, and we're fairly certain we may have gone numb from the waist down.
You got to shake it out every 20 minutes.
I think I've helped Mike stand up from the curb. Sure. At one point.
With every dopey challenge, it takes me longer and longer to get off the ground.
I think there were children pushing you. Yes. There were people pulling you.
Beep.
There was a lot of stuff going on now. But anyways, so that's really a nice thing about the dessert party, too. And we found, you know, the desserts were nice, but we really enjoyed like the cheeseburger egg rolls. Those were great. The spinach dip and cheese cubes. So there was stuff, you know, savory stuff too. So I love that they're doing that too. So, but you do want to really maximize your time with those after hours events. So,
yep. All right. Next question for Ricky. Here we go. Teresa's in the chat. I'm taking two kids for a half day at Epcot. If you had to pick what things to do, what would you do? I know we won't get to everything. They are 6 and I can't see the other one's age, but I'm guessing younger than 6. So what would kind of be an ultimate half day at Epcot for the younger set, like basically like kindergarten, like preschool age, I'm guessing.
It looks like 6 and 4. It looks like what she said. So okay. We're good there. So obviously you want to do things like, I think, the CAs with Nemo, you got Turtle Talk with Crush there, which is so much fun. Make sure your kiddos have a question in mind for Crush. We actually did something very similar at Walt Disney Studios Paris, but it features Stitch. So it's a very similar show. They do almost the exact same thing, but it features that lovable 626 character. And they do it in English and French, so you can choose which option you go to. Yeah, which is kind of fun. So definitely do that. I would obviously I think one of the fun things, seriously, the thing that I think is so much fun for little kiddos like that is to do the Cape Cod Fun Stop stations, which I think that's what they're still called at this point. But, you know, they do the things where you get the little card. Now they're postcards, and you can go around to each country and you can color on the back of the postcard, and then you can get a stamp, and they'll tell you, like, they'll doodle something on the card too to kind of signify, like, whether it means hello or, you know, whatever. I think that's a great little learning experience for the younger set. I really, really love that idea. And let's see, you've got the play area in the Imagination Pavilion. You've got the meet and greet there with Ralph and Vanellope. You've got the meet and greets with Baymax and Joy and Sadness, and the ones with Mickey, Minnie, and Goofy there too, with character spot. So those are just a few of the things that I think are great for kiddos at Epcot, just off the top of my head.
No, I agree. I mean, I think the kids aren't going to remember the you know, if you can get a fast pass for Frozen Ever After, awesome. You know, maybe the Seas with Nemo and Friends, that's an easy one. But I think the thing with that age, you got to keep them moving. Like, they don't want to wait in any lines. They get crazy. So you're right. Go around the countries because you don't have to wait for any of that, you know, and have the experiences, the interactions. I totally agree.
And don't forget to see the Gran Fiesta Tour in Mexico, too, because that's usually a short line.
Yeah, that's a good call. Yeah, good call. All right, Sergio's got a question that I've been getting a couple times here in the inbox about the gift cards that you can get at the resorts for declining mousekeeping. This did not happen when I was down for my trip in for Princess in February. Pam, have you heard anything? Maybe, I mean, but I think it's random. Sometimes they have it up, sometimes they don't.
Yeah, I agree. And it's absolutely only available, I believe, at the value and moderates. I don't think that for the deluxe resorts, you don't have that option. They don't offer it as an option. So that may be as well. The deluxe villas as well, they don't offer it as an option. And you can always ask about it when you check in to see if they're still going to do it. And then they'll give you the most current information there.
All righty. I have a question from Tracy in the chat. If we make a July reservation at Toledo's, will we be able to see the Epcot fireworks? And when does the Three Bridges Bar and Grill open? And that's the Disney's Coronado Springs Resort. Mm-hmm. Ricky, have you heard anything on that?
On the opening of the Three Bridges, I haven't heard like anything concrete. Mm-mm. I would expect probably when the Grandestino Tower opens in July, but then again, I mean, who knows? They may have a setback or two. You know, we just don't know until Disney officially says, "Hey, guess what? We're opening." So that, unfortunately, I don't have any information, but besides potentially July. And as far as the view from I'm getting all these restaurants confused.
I know, right?
New ones that are coming. Topolino, is that it? Is that what she said?
Toledo's.
See, there's Topolino coming too. They all have similar names. So Toledo's, I think that one does have the view of Illuminations, so, or whatever Nighttime Spectacular will be at Epcot at some point.
It'll be Illuminations in July.
Well, it'll be Illuminations, but, you know, moving forward.
Good. All right, next. What about, we saw the story reported this week in the Orlando Sentinel about the gondolas. You know, they gave us some details, seating 10 up to 11 miles per hour. Pam, how excited! I mean, I am seriously super pumped for these things now. Like, I just want to give one of these, the TTA, one more time around. I know you can't because they're going to be crazy busy, but I mean, like, I'm so pumped for these. I mean, did that not get you pumped when you saw the details in that story?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm really thinking a lot about how this is going to, you know, how people are going to want to experience this just to experience
it. Yes, it's an attraction. It's like the monorail. Yes, it's a novelty.
Absolutely. And I'm like looking at you, Pop Century Art Animation at Caribbean Beach. Like, how quickly are your prices going to go up for next
year? Oh, my goodness. Yes.
That's where Mike Rallman is staying for Marathon Weekend next year because, I mean, just think about it because I always walked back to the Epcot Air Resorts, and now hopefully, I mean, if it's a, I know there's going to be a line, don't get me wrong, it's going to be crazy, but I can hop right through Epcot, boom, International Gateway, get on a gondola, chill out. I'll be locked up by the time I get to Pop Century. I won't be able to get off the thing. They'll have to shut the system down because it's going to be a little bit of a long ride, and it only takes about 10 minutes to seize after a marathon. But I mean, after they...
Mike yelling and screaming on the gondola, and
you'll hear me.
Like, what is wrong with that man? end.
You'll hear me all the way to the studios, and they'll hit the button to shut the whole system down, and they'll get me off, you know. But, I mean, other than that, it seems like a great way to do marathon weekend.
No, I think that there's going to be lots of positive things about that. And the most is going to be, as well, is that something that we haven't talked about is that's going to free up some bus transportation that's going to be available for other resorts, too. Yeah. Because those resorts won't need quite as much, the folks going to those locations. So I am excited about it. I think they're adorable, the cars. I mean, I think that they're really fun and exciting. I picture kids like wanting to ride in, each of the different colors. I mean, it's going to be that kind of thing, right? You're going to keep track of it like people do with the monorails. Which monorail's coming next? Mm-hmm. What color car are we going to ride in next? Or who's going to be the character on it? So looking forward to it. And I love the improvements that they're making in the space.
I can't wait so much. And that's the thing I love about Disney. And I just got to throw this in here real quick because I was thinking about this afternoon. I have MLB Network on TV all day while I'm working. I watch all the shows and I like them all except the ones with the nerds that try to ruin baseball with all the stats and all the sabermetrics. Can't stand MLB Now, but other than that, great channel. That was just my little aside. But the one thing that they have on MLB Network, they always have Walt Disney World commercials. Like, they're in there about every half hour. And I will tell you this, and I mean, we've known this as hardcore Disney fans. I'm speaking to our listeners. I mean, like, how many times have I seen a Walt Disney World commercial? And I mean, every day, all day, what do I do for a living? I'm working on the Disney systems. I'm talking to Disney. I got Disney in my ear. I'm typing something else out on my computer. It's Walt Disney World or a Disney destination, you know, all day, every day in my life. Yet, I mean, I don't know what it is. It's like crack. Like, I hear, like, they have that, like, real soft piano music on this one. It's like a whole new world, kind of a real softer. And, like, mm-hmm. It comes on. Like, if it came on right now, I'm like, squirrel. And, like, I'm watching that thing every time. I have it memorized. It's the Astro Orbiter at night with, like, a girl in her day. It's, like, my life. And, like, I cannot turn away. I mean, Ricky, are you the same? Like, I've been doing this my entire life. Like, and I'm working constantly with Disney. And yet, gotta watch it every time.
100%. When that song, the one that they've been playing all the time, the Get Your Ears On song, mm-hmm. I love that song. And whenever I hear it, I'm like, yes! I know that you guys added it to Magical Mouse Radio, and every time it comes on, I'm like, turn this sucker up!
It's so nuts. It's so crazy. Anyway, I just had to throw that in there because I know everybody's like, yep, you got it. You're not the only one. Like, squirrel?
Yep.
Disney? Okay. We got a breaking news here. Jeff's going down to Walt Disney World next weekend. First trip as a couple.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Well, obviously, memory maker, buddy, because you got to get those pictures, man.
For sure.
Gotta have memory maker. But he's looking for cute couple pics, so I thought I'd throw this one out to Ricky since she is the queen of the senior picture. But, I mean, I guess senior pictures can be couple pictures, too. You can have two folks.
They can be like mom pictures. Gosh, so the one that really comes to my mind, and it's one that you're going to have to wait in line for, but it is the lantern picture outside of the Tangled toilets, because you got the lantern, it looks like you're pretending to push it up into the sky.
Those are awesome, but they're also corny. I mean, those are so awesome, but also equally corny.
You know that's my picture on Facebook, right? And I'm totally cheesy with it, because I'm totally kissing Brian in the picture. Like, I was like, when I had it done, I said, this is what I want to do. I want to kiss him. I want to, I'm like, I'm pushing that up to the sky. So that's what I had done.
For the 72nd time on this show, Brian is a good guy.
He's a with team Kim player. Taylor included yes. In it too. So, you know, I added Kim Taylor to it. So anyway.
No, I just say, you know, just every time you see a photo pass photographer, get pictures. Because the thing is, like, even if it's, one of the not as exciting spots, and I mean, most of the photo pass people are in really photogenic spots. But I mean, if you get somebody that's really into it, they can take some really cool, you know, unexpected shots, even though it might not be under, you know, in front of your favorite icon.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. No, I totally agree, too.
All righty, Ashley in the chat. This is kind of I guess we're going to take the question, Ashley, but I mean, it's kind of it's a no-brainer here. It says, first time staying in a deluxe resort since the 1990s.
What?
And decided on Animal Kingdom Lodge. Will I be disappointed? Pam, can you ever be disappointed in Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's really a unique resort, not just a Disney World, but to the whole country. There's very few resorts, if you think about it, that you can see things like that. I mean, where else are you going to go and see those giraffe outside your windows? So it's absolutely, you're going to have a great time. Set aside time to enjoy the resort, of course. They have a gorgeous pool. You can also go over and use the pool at Kodani if you want to do that. But the pool at the main Jumbo House is really a nice big size pool, lots of seating. Make sure you do that. There's so many great dining locations right there at Animal Kingdom Lodge too. Like if you're looking for casual table service, you have Boma, which is the all you care to enjoy buffet. If you're looking for a signature restaurant, you have access to Jiko, which is really a great location. They have a fantastic lounge that kind of overlooks everything going on at Boma, so you gotta love that. They have great counter service. I mean, you know, it goes on and on and on from there. And again, if you go over to Kodani, you have some great options there as well. So make sure that you spend some time, I think, in the morning, in the evening. That's when the animals are most active, and you'll be able to see them from your room if you do have a Savannah view. If not, go to one of the viewing areas.
All right, and a big shout out to my friend Carol, who is tuned in from Harambe Village right now. She's one of my great guests over at the Magic for Less and just emailed me about some of the fun times they had at French Quarter. She's over at Beach Club now. Got to travel with her family, and it was just great hearing about it. Just made my weekend. So hang in there and have some, go buy a flame tree or go buy Yak and Yeti and have some chicken fried rice for me. That sounds good right now. I don't know why. Or, you know, go over to Pandora, have Centilli Canteen.
Yeah, Centilli Canteen. What are you talking about?
There's so much good food in that park. It's ridiculous.
I know. It's crazy.
Spread out the love. Disney, spread out the love. Anyway.
Right? I know that there's a park that could use it.
Yeah, I'm saying. I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, Anna's got the next question. She is in Holland, Michigan. Hi, Mike, Ricky, and Pam. I absolutely love listening to your podcast every day at work. It definitely helps with the Disney blues. I'm traveling back to the world August 23rd, 2019 with my husband and our three-year-old. We'll be staying at Pop Century for the first time for 11 nights. I have lots planned, like Typhoon Lagoon for the first time, Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. I have ADRs for Ohana, California Grill, Crystal Palace, Cinderella's Royal Table, Be Our Guest, Via Napoli, and even Hollywood and Vine with the Fantasmic Show, and many more. I am super excited. Sorry for rambling, but my first question for you guys would be, is Slinky Dog in Mine Train? Is it too scary for small kids? My son is currently 38 inches tall, and I'm hoping he'll be 40 inches by the time August rolls around. We want to try to get on as many rides with him as possible. And a second question, what are your tips and tricks for Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party? Thanks so much. Please keep up the amazing podcast. Sending magical vibes all the way from Holland, Michigan. All right, so let's tackle the... I know Ricky loves the Halloween party. So, Pam, give the thoughts on the little guy, 38 inches. Hopefully, let's just assume he'll be 40 inches by August, maybe, if you stretch him over somewhere. I don't know. I don't know how you make a kid grow faster. Give him milk. I don't know. Who knows? But talk about Slinky Dog and Seven Dwarfs Mine Train for the smaller crowd.
So, I think that both of them, for most kids, they both really enjoy... I don't find them to be, you know, kind of scary attractions. I think they're just fun. I mean, they're fun. They're a little thrilling. But I think, you know, as adults, we sort of overthink that sometimes. If your child has been on something in a local amusement park or, you know, has done something like that, I think that they'll really like them. I think one of the things with kids is anticipation, and you know your child best, but some of them would love to like watch a video of it before they go, right? And would find that like exciting and they want to learn more about it and they like seeing it. And some of them, that would terrify them. So I think like you might want to consider that. There are some great YouTube channels out there which have videos of the attractions. Of course, there's one for Be Our Guest, is ours up there.
Yeah, the video from
We Rode Slinky Dog.
Yeah, and just put it on mute so you don't hear Pam screaming. The kid will never get on it.
I think I was kind of screaming and giggling.
You were.
It is funny. That first drop is kind of funny because you tilt in a lot. It wasn't really scary. It was just kind of a weird sensation, I think, more than anything. But I love Slinky Dog. It's absolutely one of my favorite attractions in Walt Disney World right now. And part of it is that it's newer. But part of it is it's just fun.
It's fun.
And yeah. It's a long attraction. Now, Seven Dwarfs, on the other hand, is not a long attraction. And I don't really think it has anything that I would even call kind of scarier.
No, not really.
Except that because some kids get really like sort of freaked out, like going up a hill like that. You know what I mean? But it doesn't even make a lot of noise and it's so smooth. So I think you're going to be fine for both of those.
So you mentioned these videos that kids can watch now to prepare for like the big events in life. Let me tell you the story of my dad and myself, of my first like ride. Okay, so we have this park, Six Flags, St. Louis, is in Eureka. It's about 45 minutes from our house here. And we had season passes all growing up. Everybody does, because it's like if you go, you know, if you go once, it's like $5 more to go for the whole year. You know, that's the, right. You know, the economics of these season passes at these parks. Anyway, so I must have been, who knows, I'm scarred from this, but I must have been like 6 or 7. But I'm, you know, of course I'm tall. I'm 6'3", so I probably was tall enough. My favorite ride at Six Flags was the log ride, like the log flume. You know, you get in the logs, you float around a little bit, and you go up a hill, you go down, splashes, boom, no big deal. Love that ride. So I wanted to ride it one more time. So my dad's like, yeah, we'll go ride it one more time. Well, there's this ride at Six Flags. Now, back in the late 70s and early 80s, it was the tallest, fastest, and longest roller coaster in the world. It was called the Screaming Eagle. Look it up. It used to be the fastest, tallest, and longest roller coaster in the world. It's a big wooden roller coaster. He told me we were in line for the log ride. So I must have been really little or just not paying attention. But so the whole time I'm thinking, yeah, we're doing the log ride. Dude, that thing comes screaming into the station. And it made this sound like an eagle. Like it's like the brake squeak. It's like, and I see that eagle on the front of that roller coaster. I'm like, oh, you know, I'm like 6, but right now I'd be saying something as a 45-year-old. We got on that thing. I was holding on for dear life. I thought I was going to die. That's how my dad parented right there. He's like, yeah. And that's kind of how I parent now. So it passed on. Anyway, just had to throw that in. Anybody that knows Screaming Eagle, it is not the log ride. It is,
no, it is not.
Terrifying. Anyway, Ricky, real quick, some tips for Mickey's Not So Scary.
Okay, well, you might want to not do what Mike's dad did and do videos. So there's that. Get there early. So that's a big key. You can get in as early as 4 o'clock and, they will take you down this side entrance where there is candy. So they'll give you like your initial bag of little, like, it's like they really have prepackaged it in this instance of candy. So make sure you do that. For anybody who does have allergies, they do have allergy friendly bags that they will give you for trick or treating. They are teal. So just grab one of those and, they have some different points that you can go to when you go to the barrels that have the candy, you'll get a token and then you'll turn the token in at certain points for the allergy friendly candy. So I just like to let people know that, because that's not something a lot of people know. I know it's going to have long lines, but you absolutely have to ride Haunted Mansion on Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party Nights, because they have usually it's Madame Carlotta or Madame Renata or somebody like that out front, who is a ghost who will be out there regaling tales and things like that. So that's a must. You obviously want to make sure you see the parade. It is the best parade in Walt Disney World. Fight me on it. I know a lot of people may disagree, but I honestly, like, that is a parade I will make sure I stop
for. It is. So it's awesome.
I don't stop for any other parades. That one I stop for and make sure I watch. And don't miss the Headless Horseman, because it is definitely a sight to see. Also, don't miss the Cadaver Dans who perform. It's basically, you know, the Dapper Dans, but they are dressed a little...
But dead.
Spectrally, yes. if you do want to meet characters, make sure you get in line for... Pick one of the... more rare characters, because they do have a number of them, and get in line for that as soon as possible, because those lines do get long, and they get long very fast, and I'm talking like 2 hours long before the party even opens. So make sure if there is a character that you want to meet that's kind of a rare character, get in line for that first. And other than that, I mean, this year I have heard that they're going to have a new fireworks spectacular. So you'll definitely want to catch that, since that will be new. And you're going to have so much fun. Oh my gosh. I do love Mickey's Not So Scary.
It's so fun. I'm going this year. I said I was going last year and I didn't. I'm totally going this year.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
All right. So Shelby's got a question about, rides included on Keys to the Kingdom tour. When I did it, we did Haunted Mansion. We backdoor into Haunted Mansion. They kind of walked us through some of the before we went in, she prepped us like, okay, in this scene, look for this, and this scene, look for that. Because obviously you're not in the same dune buggy. That'd be kind of crazy to have 16 people in one dune buggy. It'd be uncomfortable and it'd be impossible. But we did that one. And I want to say when I did Marceline to the Magic Kingdom, I know we did Carousel of Progress in the TTA. They talked about that. Pam, did you do it, Ricky? Or have you done
Keys? Yeah, I just did it in July. And honestly, all I can think of is Haunted Mansion.
No, I was saying the Marceline to the Magic Kingdom was the other two attractions. Yeah.
I haven't done the Marceline to the Magic Kingdom one. I just did the Keys to the Kingdom.
Yeah, I think the only thing we do is Haunted Mansion.
I know we did Haunted Mansion. Yeah.
It was fun. I mean, it's a great tour, though. And if you have like an AP or a discount, that thing is a bargain because you get lunch. It's awesome. I mean, not to say that about a lot of stuff. All right, let's see here. Carrie's got a question. Can you still get the dining plan for all my family members? There's four of them. If we only buy two of our four park tickets, other two will be from a rewards program. We would be staying on property. So what you could do there, I'm trying to think here. Okay, so you can get the dining plan on what's called a basic package. So you get a room and dining with no tickets, but then you're playing by the package rules where you have a final payment of 31 days out. You have a $200 deposit to secure the room rather than the room-only deals. So what I would do there is, in that case, what I would do is do a basic package with dining, no tickets, and buy the tickets for those who need them a la carte. And then you'd be set. Right, Pam? Mm-hmm. I got that right? Did I pass the test? I'm always nervous. I'm always like the teacher's watching.
A++.
Okay, good deal. All right, Cody's got a question here in the chat. Love the show. I have a question. Going next month with a marching band. How cool would that be to go somewhere with a marching band? I'm picturing that old, that Starbucks commercial? Mike.
Mike.
That's a great commercial. Like I'm getting ready to do a quote and a marching band pops out like with the sousaphone. Wong, do that, Mike. Get it going. Anyway, she's going to Walt Disney World with a marching band. Large group of kids. Okay, now I'm sold. Let's forget it. It's a large group of kids. That's why I got out of education. I'm so used to when I lived down there and could take quick trips or my planned vacations that included planned resort time, a.k.a. naps. Okay, Cody and I will get along great because I am the chief napper right here. Let's see. This trip will be 4 days straight with one full day at each park, no hopper. What are some of your favorite places to sit down and shut your eyes in the parks? Well, apparently my wife has been texting back and forth. And just for the record, if I ever become president, there's three things I'm going to do. One, I'm outlawing group texts. That is going to be outlawed because I hate group texts. And it's usually the two people that I'm talking to right now going back and forth for 97 texts that I'm still on in my Apple Watch. It's like, I gotta have surgery on my wrist because it's been buzzing so much. Anyway, so I'm going to outlaw three things. The group text, Coke freestyle machines, because those things make me rage, and the designated hitter in baseball. Those three things, they're going away. Anyway, so back to her question. Pam apparently was sending pictures of me sleeping and all of us sleeping during Carousel of Progress, because we spent the weekend playing Time to Cut One at Walt Disney World all Easter weekend. We were, you know, putting groups of three together. Hopefully you guys did at home too. And we were cutting. So I did that with Paige and Pam. I said, okay, what are you going to cut? Pam gave me Pirates, the TTA, or the Carousel of Progress. And she immediately said Carousel of Progress. And I immediately almost had to have a divorce. Like, I'm like, how do you cut the carousel? I thought I knew you. We've been together for like almost 20 years and you want to cut the Carousel of Progress? Like,
but as soon as you told me, then I texted her and I'm like, what are you doing? And then she sent pictures. This is a picture you may not be able to see of me and my husband sleeping in Carousel of Progress. And then this is a picture of Mike sleeping in Carousel of Progress. And she said, she's the only one who stays awake and actually watches it every time.
I'm the only one too. Like, I feel like I'm the only one who stays awake too. That seems about right.
It's a security blanket. I mean, I do fall asleep every now and then, but it's there and I watch it. I mean, I might not see the whole show every time, but I see the whole show within a trip. You know, like I gotta have it. Anyway, so Ricky, give a couple places where it's good to catch some shut eye. We need Steve Forrester on this one.
In addition to Carousel Progress.
Yes, in addition to Carousel. We've stated that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, any show is where Steve Forrester gets basically a nap in. So I know a couple weeks ago, you know, we were in Philhar Magic and he's like, so, you know, I mean, literally like any show, just take that cat nap in. A place that I have like tried to cat nap in before is Spaceship Earth. Because it's dark, it's
always
moving. Yeah, exactly. So that's a good one. maybe TTA, but I mean, you know, because it's moving, you got the wind going on you, it feels good outside, and I always, you know, like kind of relaxed in there, so that's a good place. I mean, I've seen people just on a park bench just pass out. So I mean, if you could do that and that's perfectly fine with you, like find a park bench and just lay down. There's a place over kind of over by where Wonders of Life was. Like there's like these, it doesn't seem very comfortable at all, but like there's these concrete benches, and I've literally on the concrete bench, and I'm like, how is that comfortable for you? But it is, so apparently. But yeah, so literally there's anywhere you can find a spot and it's kind of quiet and shady or whatever, I say take your nap there.
And Jennifer in the chat, I'm taking her citizenship of the United States of America away from her immediately. Oh. But she says, Hall of Presidents and American Adventure. What have you against social studies?
Oh, my goodness.
I love it. All right, well, good luck with that marching band and getting some shut-eye. That's going to be fun. Justin says, we're staying at Port Orleans Riverside in mid-July this year. Thinking of a water park day for Arrival. Do we do Typhoon Lagoon or Blizzard Beach? We have a split opinion on this one. I like Typhoon. Pam, you?
I like Typhoon, too. I just like the theme. I don't really get the Blizzard theme. Like, I get it. I get what they're going for. But, like, if I'm going to be in the pool, I don't want to see ice cubes. I want to see palm trees.
Are we a mixed drink? Or what are we? You know?
Right.
And, Ricky, why do you... Because you do, like, Blizzard Beach. What does that have the Typhoon doesn't?
So I like Blizzard Beach because I do like the theme. I think it's a unique theme. It's different. You know, where else are you going to get to go to a water park where, you know, it's on the meltdown from this ice storm that happened? So I think the theme is very unique, and that's actually why I like it a lot. So that's my choice. But I did want to mention, I saw in the chat, just kind of following up on the Keys to the Kingdom thing, Heather mentioned that they rode Jungle Cruise. And yes, I do remember riding Jungle Cruise. That was the other one. I knew there was another one and I couldn't remember what it was. So yeah, Jungle Cruise is the other attraction you ride on the Keys to the Kingdom.
I think I might have too. And I think even the VIP or the guide took over and did the spiel.
Yes, they do. Yes. They do. I should have remembered that because when my brother was a Jungle Cruise skipper, I remember him talking about that. So, yeah.
And I got to read this comment from Jennifer. It has nothing to do with Disney in the chat. But she says, "Oh my, OMG, my dad made me ride Screaming Eagle in the pouring rain in the front car when you didn't have a choice when I was six. Didn't ride again until for 40 years later." Yep. Good. Jennifer's got it too. Yep. Yeah, that's scaring kids out of their wits in Missouri forever. Okay. Next question. Mother's Day in Walt Disney World is from Michael from Rhode Island. Says, hey, B-O-G, be our guest podcasters. Heading to Walt Disney World in May of 2019 with my mother, my cousin, who happens, with my mother, my cousin, and my stepdad staying at Riverside, which I know is one of your favorites, Mike. We'll be there through Mother's Day, and I wondered if Disney does anything particularly special for moms during that time. We have an ADR at Kona Cafe for Mother's Day brunch. Very nice. But looking for some other ideas to make the moms feel special on their special day. I love the show, and I love the energy and chemistry between you folks. Thank you, Michael. Ricky, what's up? Do we have anything for mom? I know it's still way early. It's, you know, it's a month. It's 2 weeks away, 3 weeks away. But yeah, what's up,
like,
for moms?
These small things like Mother's Day, and I know Mother's Day isn't small, but you know, like for Disney, it's kind of a small activity. So, I mean, they're not selling, you know, Mother's Day parties is basically what I'm saying. So they do typically offer special brunches. A lot of the Disney Springs restaurants will offer special brunches. And they'll sometimes have, like, of course, special cupcakes or desserts or things like that that you can pick up at some of the confectionaries and, like, Amaret's Patisserie and stuff like that. I do know, like, in the past, Disney would actually give carnations to moms as they walked into the park. I don't know if they still do that, but it was definitely something that I know that they used to do. And yeah, I mean, that's kind of what all that happens at Walt Disney World for Mother's Day. I mean, there's not really like a lot of things that they do specifically for Mother's Day. It's kind of like, here's a cupcake, which is kind of what they do for these smaller holidays. So.
Very good. All right, so I just had a comment.
Oh, and if you, if you do want some ideas, we do have a ways to celebrate Mother's Day on the Mouse for Less, like an article that you can find. It isn't updated for 2019 yet because Disney hasn't released any information for 2019, but you can get a general idea of what they did for 2018, so maybe that will help you out a little bit.
Sounds good. All right, next question. Ricky, this is a good one for you. It's called Taking Grandma to Disney for the First Time. Hey, BOGP crew, my husband, 20-year-old daughter, and I have been to Disney World multiple times and are DVC members. My mother-in-law has been not so subtly hinting that she'd like to go with us sometime. I like that. We're thinking of taking her with us next year for a Christmas trip. My question is this. What tips do you have for taking Grandma to Walt Disney World? She'll be in her mid-70s and is okay walking for a while, but will require rest more often than we normally would. We're good with a laid-back approach since we've been before. Thank you for your words of wisdom. Stephanie's up in Boise, Idaho, home of the Blue Turf and the Broncos. Ricky, what do you say? Because you did this with your grandma years back.
I did. Now, granted, my grandma was a little bit older. She was 94, so just a little bit different. But it's so much fun taking, grandma to Walt Disney World. I would absolutely, and I know she may fight you on it, but I would consider if she's not super mobile, you know, I mean, you do walk a lot at Walt Disney World. So you may want to consider renting a wheelchair or ECV or something like that, just because it's so much walking. I mean, it's a lot of walking for me, you know, when I'm in my 30s. So, you know, for someone in their 70s, a wheelchair might be a better option if they're not super mobile. But honestly, like, it's so much fun to get to take a grandma to Walt Disney World. We did Yeehaw Bob with my grandma. She absolutely loved it. It was so much fun for her. So something like that. We do have a blog article on the Mouse for Less. It's called Visiting Walt Disney World with Seniors. It would be a good place to start, to kind of see kind of what to consider. But yeah, I mean, it really is. There's something so special about taking grandparents to Walt Disney World, and you're going to have so much fun. I mean, it is one of the best memories that I have of my entire life, of just in general, is getting to take my grandma to Walt Disney World.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, you just got to slow down and just like let grandma to kind of dictate the pace, you know?
Exactly, when she's tired, yes. When she has. So. That's key.
And I mean, it's like when we took Pam, you know, we went down and she was pregnant with Mallory. It was the best trip ever because we weren't in a rush for once in my life. God, it was great. You know, and I thought it'd be, you know, I'm like, oh, we're going to miss out. No, we didn't miss out. We had a good time. Pam, you've been down kind of in this situation too. So any tips?
Yeah, I have. And I agree. It's the same thing. I mean, we went with Steve's grandma and we got her a wheelchair because just, you know, it is a lot of walking. And I think that just made it easier for everyone. To do, but I, you know, she really did everything. Like mm-hmm. She rode everything and was wanting to ride it all. And I thought that was really cool. And I still have great memories of it. She was always one who was like, you know, like not flighty. Like she would jump at things. Things would scare her. And when we went to see the Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular.
Oh, no.
She first of all did not want to sit in the front row because she thought that she might get shot.
That's awesome. Tell me she got up on stage and took a punch.
No, but we were in the back row, and at the end where everything explodes, she jumped so much she almost knocked her wheelchair over.
I love that kind of stuff. You know me, I'm always jumping out at people.
And so it was just so sweet. I mean, really, she had such a great time and really enjoyed that. And we all have such great memories of her there. So that was nice.
All right. So the last question of the day is an unofficial one that I have. Pam, did you receive the 19th hole mix that we're wondering if is from the nut mix from Misner's? Has anybody gotten their 19th hole mix from Amazon? Is that the right stuff?
I am not. Yeah, I didn't order it. But I looked like the right stuff to me, but no, I did not even order it. I saw it was there though.
Yeah, the bags were huge. Like seriously, know, it was like dog right? food size bags. It was crazy. I almost bought it. I'm like, do I need $27 worth of nuts?
That's what I mean.
That's crazy.
Like, do I need the snack mix to be readily accessible?
Because I'll eat that whole bag, I guarantee it. I don't know if I need 10 pounds of snack mix.
Yeah.
Think all the soda I would drink. Because seriously, I drink a lot of soda, but I'd be dehydrated. So Ricky, you missed out while you're in Paris. We had a question about somebody wanted to know if there was, they knew the kind of the nut mix they have at Misner's Lounge, and they're looking for it. And somebody said it was called the 19th Hole Mix on Amazon. So we were kind of, a lot of people said they were going to order it. So we need to know.
All right. Well, there you go.
We'll find out. All right. We're going to wrap it up here today. Thank you so much for the great questions. Send those in to Mike at BeerGuestPodcast.com. We love having you here, and thanks for your support of the show. Hey, if you don't mind this week, we'd love it if you go by iTunes and give us a rating and review. That really does help support the show. We've been doing this for 11 years. Sometimes those ratings and reviews do expire. So if you wouldn't mind just putting some kind words up there, we'd sure appreciate it over on iTunes. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Theme Park News Disney Edition. And thank goodness Ricky is back to help with this ad, because I've always had to, what I was doing the last couple of weeks, Ricky, I was just pulling up the app and reading headlines. That's all I was doing. So it's kind of crazy. So there you go. Ricky, what are we reading about?
So I'm back, and there's big news that came out today, or whenever you hear this. Rivers of Light is changing.
Yes.
They are updating the show, and it's going to be called Rivers of Light, We Are One. They are adding Disney animated classics as well as Disney nature films. So the one kind of problem I think a lot of people had with Rivers of Light was that it was boring. So hopefully by adding some of these Disney animated classics and nature films into the mix, as well as like mixing in some of the Disney themes into the score, this will make the show a little less boring for everyone.
Who's still in that uncomfortable theater, though? Is it still there? It's still there.
Uncomfortable theater is still there, yes.
Oh, okay. I forgot.
You know, the least they could do would be put like backs on those benches. I mean, come on, would that?
There is no room to put a back. When you lean back, you're in the dude's lap behind you.
That's true.
You really are. You really are.
You are.
Yep, you're still sitting on the guy's lap behind you, but at least you're going to see a new show that includes Disney movies and stuff. So there you go.
I wouldn't say it was boring. I just said it was excitement deficient. So a little bit. That's just my opinion.
Got it. A little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was watching it with Joe Rohde in front of me, it was better. You know,
well, that was the first time we saw it.
That'll make anything better. I actually shared that video last too.
It is funny though. I think that it does. It is a show area that has potential.
Yes.
And when they kept, at the beginning, when they kept getting feedback that there weren't enough Disney characters, I think eventually you have to listen to it, right?
And let's say, we all agree it's better than the Jungle Book thing that came before it. That thing was horrible. All right, so check out these great stories over on Theme Park News Disney Edition. It's a free app for your iOS device. Turn that Apple device into a Disney device right now over at virtualmickey.com. Check out our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and it really does help support the show. So check it out over at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestPod and at BeOurGuestMike. And of course, follow Pam with all her adventures over at TMFLTPam as well. All right, we're going to get out of here and let you get on with your Wednesday. We'll be back again on Friday, where we have a podcaster in Paris. We're talking about Ricky's Disney trip over to Europe. So we're going to have fun with that. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Wednesday. Time to head back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.